This is an iHeart podcast.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's an efficient way to get caught up on a lot of news. It's called The 7 from The Washington Post. It's a newsletter and podcast. Whether you're reading or hit play, you get 7 stories you need to know, and you can consume it all in just a few minutes. The 7 is out every weekday morning by 7 a.m. Eastern. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'm one of the writers, and I host the show. Find The 7 podcast wherever you're listening. The newsletter link is waiting for you in the show notes.
Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. Major General James Mukayama rose from his blue-collar Chicago neighborhood to become the first Asian American to command a U.S. Army division. General Mook, as he is well known, is the author of Faith, Family, and Flag, memoirs of an unlikely American samurai crusader. Mukayama volunteered and served in Korea and Vietnam. In 1986, he became the youngest general in the Army. Soon after, he was promoted to Major General, commanding the 70th Training Division during Desert Storm. Retired now, he spends his time serving our veterans.
When I was in the Mekong Delta with the Hardcore Battalion, an incident occurred where we had just overrun an enemy position, and we had killed numerous enemy, and in fact, there were 3 dead bodies at my feet. Now, the time a unit is most vulnerable is right after a victory. It's just human nature to kind of let your guard down and breathe a sigh of relief. Well, I'm the guy in charge, so I'm on my radio barking out orders to my platoon leaders. And then suddenly, I stopped, and I looked at the 3 dead bodies at my feet. I realized that something had happened to me, something had hardened my heart. Only moments earlier, these were alive human beings, children of God. They had families and loved ones, and they were fighting for something as important to them as I was fighting for, and yet I was just treating them like they were bumps on a log. And then I remembered Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he told us to pray for our enemies. And so in the midst of all this stuff going on, I said a prayer for the 3 Viet Cong, and myself. I knew I was praying for myself as well. Now, this all took about 30 seconds in my mind, but it's something that stuck with me ever since. So the VA was not in good shape when we came back from Vietnam, and so I founded a 501c3 faith-based nonprofit called Military Outreach USA. And we have two major programs. One is to help homeless veterans, and the other is to reduce the high rate of suicide, because we address a subject that is not really that much known. Everybody knows about PTSD, and everybody knows about the effects of traumatic brain injury. Very few people know of the concept of moral injury. Now, in 2015, we published a book about this, and the title of the book is They Don't Receive Purple Hearts. And it's about the invisible wound of war, moral injury. What is moral injury? From the time you're born until you're 18 years old, you develop a personal moral code, a sense of right or wrong. That could come from your family, your religion, your community, whatever. And then you join the military and you learn a warrior code. That is superimposed on your personal moral code and, in fact, transforms it somewhat. And then you might have to participate in activities or operations that violate your personal moral code, such as killing. You don't have to be the person that pulls the trigger. You could feel you should have prevented it, or you could follow another unit and you see that innocent civilians have been killed, or you handle body parts. At that time, you sustain the so-called invisible wound of war called moral injury. It's not physical. You can't see it. But in military operations, you're constantly moving from point A to point B to point C. You don't have time to stop and reflect on this stuff. So what do? You bury it, and it becomes unresolved guilt and shame. Then you leave the military, or you come back to the States, and something triggers it. And this could be decades later. I'm not, because when you first come back, you kind of get on with life. You know, if you're single, you get married, and, you have a family, you get a job. But then later, something triggers it, and it bubbles up to the surface. PTSD is a situation caused by external forces. With moral injury, it's an internal situation where you basically feel that you have participated in such bad things, you're no longer worthy of love, that God doesn't love you. In fact, you get mad at God. That's okay. He can take it. And you totally lose your sense of self-worth. And unless you have a strong coping mechanism for that, anger, depression, suicide. And it's the position of Military Outreach USA that the main approach for moral injury is not a medical doctor with prescription drugs. It's the forgiveness and grace of a moral authority, a loving God, the counseling of clergy and or sensitive therapists, and the support of a community offering hope and help. I have often asked myself, why haven't I had the flashbacks, the nightmares? And I always attributed it to two things. Number one was my faith, and number two was my wonderful wife, who has really forgiven me and put up with me for 53 years. But after I started working with veterans and getting involved into the invisible wounds of war, I realized that that incident with the three Viet Cong, I realized that I was one in a million who was able to address my moral injury at the time it happened.
And what a story Major General James Mukayama just told. Moral injury is what he was talking about. Prescription drugs won't take care of it. Medicine and doctors won't. It's forgiveness, grace, and mercy that will. a beautiful story, Major General James Mukayama, General Mook, here on Our American Stories. This is Lee Habib, host of Our American Stories. Every day, we set out to tell the stories of Americans past and present, from small towns to big cities, and from all walks of life doing extraordinary things. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our shows are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and make a donation to keep the stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Your dream getaway,
welcome in,
starts at the airport. With Amex Platinum, you get access to the Centurion Lounge where you can find space to send off that last work email, fill up on premium dining, and finally, relax for up to 3 hours before takeoff. You might even wish your layover could last just a little longer.
Flight to Mexico, now boarding.
Oh, that's me.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. For more information, visit americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we can be connected here and there.
Dad, the cousins in Mexico have a surprise for you.
Listos todos. Una, dos.
And enjoy the gift of staying connected.
Switch and start saving today. Get 4 Samsung Galaxy S25 phones with Galaxy AI on us and 4 lines for just $25 per line. Plus, nonstop talk, text, and data between U.S. and Mexico. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-Mobile. 1-800-T-Mobile. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We've all done it. You see a headline but don't have time to read the whole story. Or there's so much news, you're not sure what is worth your time. I'm Colby Ekowitz, co-host of Post Reports, the weekday afternoon podcast from The Washington Post. Post Reports brings you what's relevant and revealing. Breaking stories, politics, wellness, culture. Each episode goes beyond a headline for the context you need. Find Post Reports now, wherever you're listening.
New out-of-nowhere obstacles. New all-or-nothing moments. New less-than-likely triumphs. Season 2 of the Unshakeables podcast has it all. Hi, I'm Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business and host of the show. We're excited to bring you more inspiring stories from small business owners who share the what are we going to do moments that ended up changing everything. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC. Copyright 2025, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is an iHeart podcast.